Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rusty Mandel joining us here in our
Unplugged,
8 o'clock hour.
Unplugged, Rusty, that's it. You're going to get the honest Rusty today. I'm just telling you right now.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing.
Okay, Rusty.
All right,
we're about to enter.
Rusty.
We want unfiltered. We're about to enter 2025. What's on your vision board for 2025?
You know what?
I'm getting Tiffany. It's a grown person, what I'm getting Tiffany.
A grown person.
2025.
I am happy.
I've already told her. I'm not asking. The dad mode is switched. It's time for. I told her I'm gonna get her about a B plus. He's got a little bit of work left in him.
No, I don't need. I do not need. Do you know the life expectancy ranges once you allow a man to come into? I'm just kidding. I sound like a man hater. I'm not a man hater, but I am being. I am joking. But really, married women die sooner, and married men live longer.
Listen,
I don't know about that.
That's another whole conversation.
We always touch
on y'all's earlier conversations. The only time in life that a man says soft and is good is about cookies.
Dude.
You know what?
I was really nervous for what was about to
happen.
I'm done. Be honest with you. I was getting ready to tell him to hit the dump button.
That is phenomenal.
Man. Thank God.
I'm done.
That is phenomenal.
What's the average amount of sleep you've gotten this week? Because you've been a busy man with those state titles.
I really try to appreciate what teams take to get to the state finals. These high school teams, these kids start lifting in January, so I feel like I have the opportunity to be a part, tell the story on TV. So I really dig in, not just on the 4 and 5 stars, the kids. Every coach that I interviewed, I said, hey, who's the guy – that's about to play his last high school game, that's not going to college, that has meant so much. And I'll sum it up. I did Burke County. They were in the 2A finals. And I said, Coach, who is that guy? And I'm dead serious. He goes, it's Pig. And I said, excuse me? He goes, his name's Pig. That's our center. I said, what's his real name? He said, don't matter.
Yeah, I like this kid.
He said, he's 5'9".
Okay.
He's 205 pounds of center.
He
will absolutely maul you.
And he's a Jesse.
He's a Jesse.
Love it.
And he said, you know what? It'd be hard to replace Pig.
Oh!
Thumbs it up, man. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I'll say this real thing, because this is the topic this morning. Tyler Atkinson, he's the number one player in the state of Georgia for 2026 at Grayson. What he did last night, everybody's talking about on social media. I've known this kid since he was an eighth grader. He has a real Adidas. He's going to be on a commercial for Adidas. He has a real NIL Adidas deal. And he works like he has no offers. This might be the best linebacker in Georgia since Roquan Smith. I mean, this dude last night, everybody was like, wait a minute. Everybody in the country, Wayne Gandy, who did it.
Yeah.
He's already talking about Auburn. He's like, go West, young man. Go West, you know. But if you had a chance to see Tyler Atkinson at Grayson, I've known him. He's fantastic.
The Owen Papo route.
He's better than Owen.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy can do everything. He can rush the passer. He can fly. I mean, he can fly on the field. But this kid he takes every day like he doesn't have an offer. This is a rare one now. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Know this one.
All right. It's a mess.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, remember that movie with Will Ferrell and the election movie with Will Ferrell? And he's like, Washington's a mess. We need to clean it up.
Oh, boy.
College football is a mess right now. Rhett Lashley came out against it. There's been others. The transfer portal in December cannot exist with a 12-team college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There's one team right now, and it's not Georgia, so don't start DMing me. There's one team right now that I was told this week that is paying kids to stay just to practice, knowing those kids are going in the portal.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Don't get in the portal yet. We're going to pay you. You're going to get this extra check to stay. We got to have bodies to practice. And I'm dead serious. I was told that. It's not Georgia.
Where'd Ryan Day get that extra money from?
I'm just telling you, that was what I was told to men's. And if that doesn't sum things up for you.
It's brutal.
Well, what's... Like, I've been told that the end game, I think there's a hearing in April, the House hearing that's going to happen in April where they can kind of finalize the guidelines around revenue sharing.
Yep.
Is that the next step where somebody looks, or are we just floating along here just waiting for somebody to step up and raise their hand?
I mean, Mike, they've lost every single lawsuit. I mean, it seems to me they're scared to death to do anything. It's really, I'm trying not to get into panic mode, but I'm worried about college football.
Yeah, same.
I'm worried the sport I love, and I'm all in on kids getting paid. I think they deserve some money. I mean, not just chump change. I mean, these guys get real value. What we're doing, this is not real life. You don't come into 929 today and go, hey, you know what, I'm going to go across the street and work for them for about a month, and I'll let y'all know if I'm coming back.
Yeah.
If you up your contract.
Well, and that's the frustrating part is we haven't even gotten a chance to talk about it, but Greg Byrne, Alabama's AD,
that's
put
unbelievable.
Out a statement yesterday on
that's
Twitter
unbelievable,
was asking
man.
For money.
And I'm like, dude. At Christmas.
And I like Greg Byrne, man. I do. It's 7 days before Christmas.
Hey, we got to buy a corner, man. I know your kid wants that new PlayStation, but
dude,
if you really
thing.
Want this corner, I need that check.
What's more important? That's your right. kid playing PlayStation or Alabama in the college football playoff?
First of all, you're already talking to a, let's just call it a poverty-stricken state.
Yeah.
There's no billionaire boosters for Alabama. This is not Texas, Ohio State.
Georgia doesn't have one either.
Yeah.
Georgia doesn't have one.
And I think Auburn has one.
Yeah.
Like the Yellowwood guy.
Yep.
Right. And so you look at it from that aspect and you're like, what is it? Like, is it just, are we heading to a situation where Oregon and Texas A&M and then everybody else just dies on the vine? And, but my question is, Rusty, and not to go too deep, and I know we got to get those up. At what point do the stakeholders on the like the ESPNs of the world step in and go, okay, like this is going to die if something doesn't change. How can we help? Because it just seems like, we're just floating along, man.
I don't know that ESPN is going to step in there because they don't really – my opinion, they don't care where these players are as long as those guys end up in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? They need the value there. Somebody –
But if people start watching,
I tell you what's going to happen is about 50 teams are going to break apart, and they're going to make their own rules.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's going to take everybody in together and say this is what the rules are and this is what it's going to take. So the calendar right now – the fact that we didn't have any Division I coaches on the sidelines at the Georgia State Championships, I was shocked. Like, that would be 150 coaches minimum, watching these kids play and looking at the sophomores, looking at the juniors and doing those types of things. Guys weren't there.
So what you're getting into then is the impact that the portal has on high school players.
Oh, yeah, I could go with it. I just you heard me send a message to a coach before one of the commercial, like – These seniors are the parents are like in panic mode because the scholarship spots are not there right now because the schools are saving it for poor.
Well, not only that, this is going to be, I think, the last year of COVID eligibility as well, right?
So very you still few got left. Super very, seniors. Very few of those left.
Yeah,
but
you
had
the Diego Pavia lawsuit to that, and all of a sudden there's a whole other window.
I saw JUCO coaches last night going, y'all see this?
Mm-hmm.
You see this? So, man, it's there, but I love college football, news, but I'm more. Here's the last thing I'll say, and I'll say this, and Mike, I think you'll understand this, being who you are and what you've done. My biggest worry, period, is 3 years from now when none of these kids have a degree, and nobody's kissing their butt, and nobody's paying them $40,000 a month, and then you say, hey, I need you to start this entry level job at $50,000 a year. I know, by the way, you don't have a college degree.
It's going to be awful.
Where are we going to be mental health-wise?
I saw people like that after the NFL.
Yes.
And people that did have a college degree
Yes.
trying to find how they can utilize their college degree because they spent time in the NFL. And it's like, I don't even know how to break into an entry-level job with this college degree. And how do I adjust to life making $50,000
a year? Nobody's talking about that part of it. But that is a real concern I have for where these young men will be in three years. Because these 19-year-old kids, these kids are making $50,000 a month.
Yeah. It makes me sad, man.
$50,000 a month.
What game this weekend is on your
It has to be Tennessee, Ohio State. I think it has to be that because I think the pressure of Ryan Day, you want to talk about some spending on a roster? Let him lose that game. Oh, by the way, have y'all seen the ticket prices on that? It's cheap.
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
Like I think we're it's like $100. But that's maybe people paying more to get in Grayson Carrollton last
Penn
night.
State are like 65. Like you do, like it's crazy. Yeah. Well, you know what it is? I think I think the passion is fledgling a little bit. With, you know, Penn State's backup quarterback's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But I also think we're asking too much of these fan bases.
Well, that's
no doubt. We're
that's just, why you not, can't expand
not,
it.
It's not cheap. Yeah. It's not that's, cheap, man.
You can't. I don't care what people. You can't expand. This isn't Division II where you can play. You know, have 32 teams or whatever they have in it, 16, 20, whatever. You can't expand past 12.
What if you did this? What if you expanded to 16 and you had a doubleheader at Mercedes-Benz or you had a doubleheader in Dallas?
So you're going to let, like college basketball, where you I mean, that's great, but I still think you're asking for those fans to travel. Now you're adding an extra game.
I agree.
And you got to travel unless you just do it where everybody has a bye.
I know a lot of Georgia fans, obviously, and they're rolling the dice that Georgia wins. If they don't go to New Orleans, that they'll go to Miami and play the second round. So try to make a decision. I mean, it's the holidays, man. You're going to drop money to go to New Orleans and then go ahead and hope they go to Miami if they win that. And, you know, it's just big boy decisions.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Tennessee and Ohio State.
That's a big one.
So then Friday night, you've got Indiana and Notre Dame. And the winner of that game is going to see
Georgia. Sugar Bowl. I think it's going to be Notre Dame. Notre Dame defensively is really, really good. But I will say, you start talking about ticket prices. Now, that's the one because it's two in-state schools. Indiana, they don't play a lot. Indiana, for the first time, you know, kind of relevant football for a long time. That's going to be fun to watch. Game day is going to be there. It's interesting. Game day is starting at 4 o'clock. It's going to come on at 4 o'clock. It's going to go right into the game, which is cool. So I'm excited. You know, it kind of hit me last night when I got back to the hotel. I was like, man, high school football is over. And I thought, well, here comes the playoffs.
Well, you know what's funny is we were kind of having this conversation earlier. It's like we've been so focused in on the Michael Penix news.
Yeah.
That, like you, it's almost like a cherry on top, a bonus when you're like, oh, yeah. We got some good games this weekend.
I sat in that building last night and I thought, man, this kid's going to walk in here Sunday and there's going to be a lot of energy.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of energy.
It's going to be cool to have that much energy December 24th. Second,
yes,
at Mercedes-Benz. I don't think we felt that really in a while.
Yep.
And it's going to kind of feel like an opening day energy.
I'm excited. I think Kirk Cousins. I don't have the answers. I haven't seen a player this trend happen to a player at that level, like go down this quick. Like this guy's like riding a scream machine. He came down the other side, and we went back up the roller coaster.
Yeah,
I think Penix. If this guy can be that guy, the Falcons, it doesn't matter the money because you got a rookie quarterback. Look at Denver, man.
Yeah.
Denver's, they're paying half of Pittsburgh's power bills up there, and they're still going to the playoffs with Bo Nix. So I'm excited for Penix. We got all these weapons. You know, I talked to Andy. You know, he's obviously a Washington Andy Bunker, and he's like, dude, this guy's different. And you see him throw in person. I mean, it comes out of his arm, man. It's live now. It is live. And if you're a wide receiver, you know what's going on behind the scenes. You've been watching this kid.
Yeah. Well, he made two throws in Denver, Rusty. Yeah. Two throws. Yeah. And the first one was a crossing route. And, I mean, that thing had such velocity on it. Yeah. And then the other one's down the sideline to Casey Washington. And it would have been a catch. Unfortunately, Casey Washington hit his head on the ground. He got concussed on the plays while he dropped the ball. Mm. But it was, I mean, he dropped it in its breadbasket. It was an unbelievable throw. After Casey got hurt, they're like, you know what? This game's over. We're going to run the ball. We don't want to get anything. But, dude, he can fire it in there. He's way more mobile than people give him credit for. People forget that we had Kalen DeBoer on this radio show talking about how he used him in Indiana when he was the OC there and how they used him as a runner because they needed to. They didn't have the weapons that they had at Washington.
And what a story it will be with all that he's gone through in his career. I know when I had him at Washington, I cannot remember the quarterback's coach name then, but he was getting emotional talking to me before the game just about what a great
I think he's the OC at Seattle now, right?
I think so.
Took
Ryan Grubb?
Yeah.
I believe I was talking to Ryan Grubb. So,
I tell you, this city, we're due a superstar. We're due a Michael Penix. We're due a kid that can set this place on fire with little kids wearing that jersey. I mean, we are due a dude.
Give it to me.
We're due.
Give it to
and
me.
And maybe now Costco stock will go up depending on what happens.
I almost went and got a hot dog this morning.
You know, right?
I almost got a hot dog this morning.
Rusty,
I didn't want to be called soft, though, so I didn't do it.